Arcola. Every day in Canada, 12 people are diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, MS, and 75% of these people are women, according to MS Canada, and Stephanie Damon is one of them. Damon lives near Arcola on an acreage with her husband Trevor and their two sons, Rexton and Rylan. Raised on a farm near Steelman, Damon had a regular childhood and was no different than any other kid. Upon graduating from high school, Damon attended the University of Regina in the elementary education program. At the time, she had no idea what would happen to her in the future. Damon became a substitute teacher, but while at home she would experience her first episode with multiple sclerosis. She felt off, like she was having a stroke. Damon's left side became numb and tingly at the same time. She struggled with her speech and felt dizzy. She was taken to the hospital, where they would run tests for a stroke but nothing showed up. The next day she would be taken to Regina for more testing to rule out such things as a brain tumor or Bell's palsy. Once they were ruled out, a CT scan was ordered. It too came back with nothing to show. On June 24, 2014, an MRI was done on Damon. It was first only on her head, but when the MRI was completed, the doctor ordered it down her neck and spine. Damon was sent home to wait for results in the following days. When Damon and her husband reached the Arcola co-op, the phone rang from the neurologist asking if they were still in Regina, but they were already close to home, so the news came over the phone only a few hours after her MRI. I remember that phone call like yesterday, when the neurologist told me, "You have lesions on the brain and spine, you have multiple sclerosis," said Damon. Her first thoughts would be she would end up in a wheelchair and be a burden to all those around her. She knew this would be a lifelong issue and told her husband that he could move on if he wanted to, as Damon's world would have a lot of uncertainties. Another issue was having children, and the doctor asked the couple if they planned to have any. They both said they wanted children, and the neurologist told them they should have kids now. When I was first diagnosed, I was angry, frustrated, confused, sad, and would always think, "Why me?" said Damon. She became pregnant and had a healthy baby boy named Rexton in 2017. She felt great during her pregnancy and in 2022 had another baby boy named Rylan. Over the past few years, a new medication has been used on Damon called Ocrevus, which is an infusion done twice a year. It takes 4 to 5 hours to be administered and done in Saskatoon at an infusion clinic. Damon was the second person to receive this treatment. She tried another medication, but through blood work it had a rare side effect and she had to stop taking it. Another one did not help, and her lesions became bigger. It is now 9 years that Damon has lived with MS. "During my relapses, I would always tell people I want to be normal," said Damon. When she sat back and looked around her, she saw that everyone has some kind of issue. People struggle with diabetics, mental health, infertility, the list goes on, so is there such a thing as feeling normal? Said Damon. She will always need regular MRIs to check on the lesions. A dye is used, and if the lesions do not light up like a Christmas tree, it means they are not active. This medication freezes them in place, and some even got smaller. Although this medication works to slow the lesions, it is not a cure for MS. Damon said she still feels incredibly blessed. "The medication has stopped the progression of my MS," said Damon. "I have an incredible supportive husband and two beautiful boys." "Living with MS is a blessing and a curse at the same time," said Damon. She was always on the go, never sitting still. Now she takes the time that her body needs. When she is tired, she takes it easy. She spends as much time with her boys as possible. It took Damon several years to accept the fact that she had MS and now deals with it in a positive manner as much as possible, as it is not going to go away. "We will go through life together and support each other at every obstacle and hurdle thrown our way, just like everyone else does in this crazy thing called life," said Damon.